All right, okay, here we go, Jesus. Planned Brotherhood is not affiliated or associated with Planned Parenthood. Planned Parenthood is a registered trademark of Planned Parenthood Federation of America, Incorporated. Let's get on with the show.
For our every 10th family-centric episode, we went to our Uncle Tracy's house for his third time on the show. Enjoy.
What you were saying about how you told Tim once about...
Oh, yeah. I told him... God, I can't remember how old he was. I think he was a teenager. And he was just being mopeier and shit. And I said, what? What? Just for once... Talk to me. Tell me what's on your mind. Because he wouldn't do it. He would always just clam up. You saw it when you guys had him on the show.
Yeah. I guess it shouldn't have come as a surprise, really.
Exactly.
I don't know him as well as... So, well, you don't know him at all.
Yeah. But so he came out with it. He said, I wish it was the way it was when you were still there. I wish...
Does he even have a recollection of how it was?
He was two.
Exactly. Which is what I told him. I said, Tim... You were a baby when your mom and I broke up. You have no memory at all of our childhood, of your childhood, I mean, and what it was like. I said, but I've got to tell you, there's a reason your mom and I divorced. You would not want to have it back the way it was. Trust me, you think it's bad with Mike. It would have been way worse with me.
Yeah.
Now, did you have partial custody for a time? Like, how often did you have him when he was a toddler, let's
every
say?
Other weekend was my scheduled thing. And those were...
Like overnights?
Overnights for the whole weekend, and this is when I had lost my job and was living with my mom, which made it a little easier because I had somebody for him to be around.
You could
as
shut
well.
Yourself in your room,
also,
play some Atari.
Were you the type of guy that was like, "You're not going to take my kid away from you.
No.
I'm going to get my
no."
That's like I work with 10 of those guys.
I never
who are
told
currently
you.
Just viciously fighting to somehow see their kid.
I never
you
told
got
you,
the weekend.
I never told you this story.
No,
the,
I don't think so.
The evolution of my divorce. Okay, here's...
First of all, episode title.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Here's what happened. I knew by the second year that I should have never got married. It was a big fucking mistake.
Yeah.
We had gone to... You know I'm a materialistic bastard.
Can I ask you, was that... You were still tied to the religion at this point? Did that kind of force you?
No, I just...
So you weren't a virgin before you got married?
I lost my virginity to her, but it was before we got married.
Okay.
But
don't know why that was relevant, but I feel like it was.
Because you need the history.
You're trying to see if he was a bad guy, like a bad witness.
I wished I'd... There's so much I wish I could have done when I was a kid. Kind of like, I mean, I'm jealous of the fact that you skateboarded all over town, PJ.
Yeah.
Because that's just the kind of shit. I mean, I didn't learn to ride a bicycle till I was 11.
Yeah.
Because my mother was afraid I'd get hurt. I had to learn how to ride my bike in a grass play field. You know how fucking hard it is riding a bike in grass when you don't know how to ride a fucking
bike?
Fuck
it, I'm going to go read a comic book.
Exactly. It's like, it's why I'm the way I am now. I'd rather
be
alone.
That's why you discovered masturbation at 3 years old.
You know what made me learn to read to ride a bike?
What's that?
The fact that my younger sister, Rhonda, was 6 years old and she was out riding a bike. And I went, fuck that. I'm 11 and I can't even ride a bike yet. Bullshit.
Oh my God,
11? And I forced myself to learn how to ride that bike. Within an hour, I was riding like I'd always ridden. You know, and it just pissed me off that I had put it off for so long because of my mother being afraid that I might get hurt.
Right.
You know, so anyway.
She was overprotective like all the time?
All the time. God.
Well, she had 7 kids to tend to.
Yeah, but I mean.
6 probably at that point.
She took it overboard. She would. We'd go to the lake as a family to go camping. Dad would stick 5 of us in a boat to go fishing, and Mom would sit on the bank of the lake and cry because her kids were going to go out and we'll probably drown. You know, to this day I can't swim. I don't know how to. I'm 48 years old. I don't know how to swim.
Yeah,
because I was, and I'm not afraid of water.
Cancel the swim off.
I'm not afraid of water. I just know that I will drown. So the only time I go fishing is with a friend of mine who's a a former Marine, I know that if I go in, he can swim in to save my ass. Yeah. He's been trained to do it. You know, but so back to the Tim story. Oh wait, where were we?
Two years into your marriage,
and I knew that we were this was a mistake, and I'm materialistic, so I like my stuff, and I knew if I said I want a divorce, that's it. I'm losing all my stuff.
What kind of stuff do you have? You had a credit card then?
No. Oh yeah,
so
I mean,
a TV.
But I had a good job. I had electronics, stereos, TVs.
You've always been ahead of the curve when it comes to that shit.
I had the latest video game system, an Atari 7800.
Oh, I know. We were fiending at the door to play, I'm sure.
2600, excuse me.
2600.
I had the original Atari.
I thought you had like some secret one that we didn't know about.
No, I had toys. I had my toys. And
I remember you had the model trains, but had, set up above.
That was after
before, obviously, when you could get all your demons out.
But
via trains running along,
running along the ceiling. Which sounds so geeky now.
As a 6-year-old, it was fucking badass, man.
Well, here's the thing about me.
As a 26-year-old, this bar we're sitting at is
exactly
badass.
Your house is amazing, and it always has.
Here's
been.
What I call my house. I call this a 14-year-old's dream house. Now that he's a grown up,
yeah.
You know, I'm still in my. God, I'm 48 years old next month. In my head, I'm still
you keep dropping your age. You sure want to do that?
Yeah, really. In my head, I'm still 15, 16 years old mentally. You know, I watch cartoons every fucking day.
I know you do.
And
you know?
That's no age to be a father, quite frankly.
Exactly. and I think that was one of the things I didn't want to have. One of the reasons I didn't want kids.
So was it an accident?
I would have to grow up.
Or were you forced into Tim? Like, was it a discussion beforehand?
Wait, let's phrase that nicer.
What did
were
I do?
Were you forced into Tim? Are you talking about the custody?
No, I'm talking about him being born in the first place.
Okay.
Her and I
still
had,
hateful.
We had made an agreement before we got married that we would wait 5 years. Uh-huh. I didn't know that she had an ulterior motive. She had wanted to get pregnant as soon as she could.
Didn't you say she was pocketing the pills?
She was spitting out the pills. She was sabotaging the birth control because she thought she had me so much under her thumb that I would just bear with it and deal with it. Yeah. So after the second year, I went, okay, I can't do this anymore, but if I ask for a divorce, I lose everything. And I have to pay through the ass for everything. So, you know me, I'm a stubborn bastard. I can go forever without talking to somebody I don't like.
Yeah.
So I basically shut everything off with her. I just ignored her, whatever, just went through the paces. And after 6 months, I think it went that long, she finally brought up the divorce word. And my brain went ding, 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 ding. Here we go. And I played it off. I'm like, oh, if you think it's something we should do, Bonnie, then...
And what made her come to that decision? What made her think were you guys butting heads a lot?
No, I had frustrated the shit out of her for not being there. I just wasn't there anymore. I had checked out. And it just finally got to the point where she couldn't stand it anymore, and she brought it up. And that was where being stubborn worked. That's what I wanted, because I knew if she brought up the word divorce, I get control. So I said, okay, if that's the way you want it. And then things kind of went... you know, we discussed it, and then I finally threw. Okay, but long as you agree that I'll let you have custody of Tim, but everything that we went into the marriage with, we leave with. So, you know, I can't have you raking me
over
the
coals. So you boxed up your model trains, and you were out of there.
No, I stayed at the house.
Oh, did you?
She left, took the kid. Then I had to go to my parents' home and play it up like I was hurt and cried and blah, 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 you know, to make it look good, because I had to make it look good for them, too. You know,
so none of you was bitter about the situation, the way it had turned out? I mean, aside from, like, the baggage of a kid and all that.
See, that was the thing. I did not want to be a parent. She wanted it, so I was going to make her take it. She had to be the parent. She's going to take the kid, and I'm not going to fight for custody. So, and that's what it comes down to, your original question. Did I sit there going, no, it's my fucking kid? No. No, I didn't do it. I said, I'll be there for him.
Do you regret that now? That was a joke.
No. You know what? No, I'll be honest with you. And I think I told Tim this. I was as good a parent as what I had to work with. Point is, Tim, you ask anybody in our family, Tim wasn't a difficult child. He was a strange child.
Yeah, I'd agree with that.
He was really hard to relate to. His own grandmother could go 2 months without seeing him, and she admitted to me, after 10 minutes, you'd go, oh, I'm tired. You know, because there was There was just something about him that just got under your skin. And I tried. I'll be honest. I tried. I wasn't a Disney dad.
Well, you know, and people, like, when you say that, there's so many people that go, like, oh, well, you weren't there as a father and stuff like that. But there are lots of kids who don't have a father figure at all in their lives.
Right.
And they always grew up to be like,
yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. Tim had.
Our most famous actors, Brad Pitt.
Yeah, really.
Good pull, I guess.
The kids who are strange, like, they've always been strange. And there's not too much that probably could have changed that.
I think Tim is. I've always believed genetics plays more into your personality than atmosphere, you know, whatever the fuck they call it. You know, your surroundings. You are who you are. You're born that way. Your grandma, my mother, said that about all seven of us. Each one of us was born with a very distinct personality, all raised in the same house.
You're in the top two as far as those personalities, by the way.
Well, I appreciate it. I'm sure Lori's above me.
We don't have to talk numbers.
And the only male Lori's willing to be above. I love you, Janine. I wasn't meant to be a father, but I did put in effort at the start.
Yeah.
But it got frustrating. It was, I mean, I'll be honest, it was not fun. And granted, parenthood isn't supposed to be fun, but you should appreciate.
It's supposed to be a little funny.
Yeah, you should.
PD's having
a blast. You should be able to enjoy being a parent.
Yeah.
Just, you know, it's like when they say you got to work at a marriage. Bullshit. A marriage should not be a fucking job. If your relationship doesn't flow, the fuck out of it, you know, because there's no point in being in it. It should not be a goddamn job.
Oh, you're talking in general.
Your life is you can't get divorced now because you got a kid. Gotta stick it out. You gotta let your child.
You think
see.
I want another Tim in this world? already got the last name.
Well, see, that's what kills me. People say that I'm staying for the kid. Yeah, so the kid can see all the negative bullshit
that
goes
us.
Along.
Yeah.
And that's what I told Tim. I said, this is what I told Tim, and I remember now. You think your life is hell now. Can you imagine what it would have been like if I was still there? I mean, it was to the point where your mom
But he
and I
still wants that just because he thinks that's the way it should be.
Exactly. He thought it would be perfect if her and I had stayed together. And that was that was when Tim finally turned around about that whole attitude, because I was honest with him. He told you guys that I told him the truth too early. Now, he was
You're referencing the episode he was on.
Right.
Which we'll get your take on, too.
Okay. But he wasn't that young when I told him the truth about our relationship between him and his mom, me and his mom, and me and him. He was at least in his early teens when I told him this.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure. Granted, I'm an old man with a lousy memory, but I think I've chosen to forget a lot of things.
Yeah.
Just because.
Well, he was forgetting a lot of things in that episode, too, so.
Yeah, dope will do that too. Not that I have anything against pot.
You know what?
Pot.
PJ and I were just as toasted as him. Granted, we've done 70 plus episodes now, but he kind of knew what he was in for, and we were asking him pretty pointed questions.
Yeah,
he doesn't talk,
but he's always been that way. He would avoid the truth.
Seems like I always remember him talking too much all the time.
Yeah
but
he just says nonsense.
But
things.
He wasn't saying anything.
Right.
You can talk.
Yeah, there's
talk
no
and talk
passion.
And talk and
I mean, there's a lot of passion behind it, but
Lewis Black's passion,
right? Yeah. Exactly. It's
it doesn't seem real on him.
He's a lot like his Aunt Terry.
Let's get into it.
He doesn't have an original thought. He has a borrowed thought.
Yeah. You know? Oh, that's a good way of putting it.
He tries so hard to emulate, and I mean, I understand when he hangs out with us, he wants to be like us. Who doesn't?
And that was the thing I could never figure out.
But he goes about it so poorly.
Exactly, and that was what made it so difficult. You start having a low opinion of him. I could never figure out, because I would hear this from you guys. I knew, I freely admit, that I was not a good parent. I wasn't evil. I wasn't anything like that. I just wasn't a good parent.
You were a toy smasher, quite frankly.
I was what?
A toy smasher.
Yeah, that's pretty evil.
A toy smasher. You've heard that story. I told you that.
We talked about it on the show.
But the thing is, you guys would then tell me later that, God, he idolizes you. I'm like,
it's true. It was
how? Yeah. How can he idolize me?
He was hugging up on you until not that long ago. And I think secretly he still is, which I tried to get out of him on the show also.
I think once or twice I rubbed it in his face. Like, well, I can't remember now.
How do you mean?
Like that, like, I hung out with Tracy and he didn't. Like, I think I'd always make a point to mention it, especially when I worked at that video store right next to your espresso stand. Like, that's when I was skateboarding with those guys all the time.
I had totally forgotten about that for a long time.
Yeah, you guys were work neighbors? That had to have been fun.
Is that video store still there? I know the grocery store isn't.
Everything's good. It's a Lowe's. Fucking Lowe's and home improvement.
Yeah, you always need more hardware stores.
Oh yeah, definitely. No, who needs a grocery store in a neighborhood when you can have a hardware store across the street from another one?
But yeah, the Home Depot's right there.
Exactly.
I think that I would just kind of always make mention of like, oh yeah, you know, I hung out with Tracy.
Just in passing, Tracy thinks wishes that we were his sons.
That's basically what I told
him. And the point behind that being is, I wish my son was as relatable as you guys are.
Right, but would you be able... okay, you already established that you didn't have like bitterness towards Tim. It was just that he's a weird guy. Because if he had turned out, let's say, like me or PJ, then you would... And he had a podcast. You'd be sitting here doing it with him right now?
Yeah, yeah.
There's something that has nothing to do with him.
We would have a totally different relationship. And here's the deal.
You would like to have gotten along with
I would have
kid.
Liked it. It would have been great. But here's the thing. And I've told you guys this before.
You don't think with your if you'd accepted, I'm sorry to cut you off. No. If you'd accepted him a little more, like even as a teenager and stuff, you don't think that he may have come out of a shell and been a normal guy?
I think teenager was too late.
It was. Well, okay. It was, because he wasn't coming out of his shell ever. I mean, he was in a total.
Not even with your help is what I'm saying.
Not even with the help. And I tried. And I didn't push it.
So did we in our own punk teenager ways.
But he was a totally different human being, just off in another world. In another world's great.
But he wants so badly to be in our world.
He also had like a whole, other side of the, other two sides of the family, because you've got now his stepdad's family.
Right.
So there's a grandma and grandpa there, if they let him call them that.
Yeah, really.
And then, you know, Bonnie's parents and her family, and she had a big family.
Which was the thing. She comes from a very white trash background.
Yeah.
And sad to say, Tim became more of a her side of the family than a my side of the family. I mean, granted, I don't get along with most of my family, but you two are definitely Oller's boys. And what's weird is maybe Tim would have turned out like you guys if I'd have been like your dad.
I hadn't thought about it that way,
you'd be a lot more miserable right now.
Yeah,
so
really.
At least you're happy.
And it's weird to think that way, but you know.
Are you happy,
Your environment can still have an impact on you.
Right.
Definitely. I mean, I'm not saying environment has nothing to do with it.
So if you're saying if we had like a hip, hilarious dad growing up, that we wouldn't be the people we are?
Yeah, you may have considered him competition or stupid.
That's true. Yeah,
or something
always
like that.
Competing
with
dad.
You wouldn't have had anything to rebel against.
Yeah. Can you call it rebel, though? I mean, rebel seems like it's not even
okay, you guys didn't rebel. I'll tell you what you guys did.
We're rebelling now.
You guys dealt with the shit you went through as teenagers. Way better than I expected you to, and anybody.
But that's not true. We have terrible relationships with both of our parents.
Yeah, but you also didn't end up on the streets when you could have.
Yeah, and
PJ was basically on the streets
prison,
for a little while
in jail.
And we got smart enough to get out of there, even though we both at separate times had to go live with grandma. Like, we weren't sticking it out with mom in the apartment of like her lover's cousin or dad, the psychopath who just married a psychopath. It was weird. I remember, like, right when they got divorced, Dad would be like really super affectionate. It was like I should have been.
I don't
know.
Maybe everything up until that was fake, and he was finally letting his real side out.
He was just like, I should have been doing. He was just having a breakdown. I should have been like this the whole time, and I always want to like put his arm around me and cry with me and stuff like that. And I would shy away from him, and he'd get so mad.
He would just be hurt.
Like, yeah, how can he not be here for me, son?
He was being needy, and you were the crutch.
Yeah, but it was completely different from the rest of my life.
And it could have been a little bit of guilt on his point, meaning that he realized the mistakes he'd made, knowing that it was too late and tried too hard to just shove it down your throat.
I think that's exactly it. I remember 18, I guess I was, when I told Dad that I was going to move in with Grandma, just to get the fuck out of Dodge. Like, that's how I ended up in Yakima the first time, which had its good and bad sides. But when I told Dad, he got so mad, and I don't remember how exactly this happened, but when I told him, and it wasn't like mad, like yelling at me and thumping me on the head with his knuckle like it would have been three years before. It was just like you could see the hurt in his eyes, and somehow it ended with him breaking his own bed.
Yeah.
And then, like, I felt guilty about it. I was like, oh, my God, I've ruined him and the bed somehow.
But then, like, a year later when he's getting married, like, he's telling me, like, you need to make some plans because I'm abandoning this house. Like, he was ready for me to go.
Because we weren't there for him when he needed us.
I guess, man.
But where was he that first 18 years?
He fucking bailed on me.
I haven't heard from him since the day I yelled at him.
Yeah.
Because he realized...
Have you talked about this before? What was that conversation?
He had come in yet again, you know, when the gate was unlocked. And
he was coming over all the time.
He was coming over all the time because he needed a crutch to lean on. He needed,
and by this time, he was in his second awful marriage.
Right, and that's all he would do.
Technically.
He would come over with your sister, let her do whatever she wanted to do, and just bitch at me about his
wife.
Which
is fuck with your stuff, mainly.
Exactly. And finally, I had enough of him. I'd had enough of him bitching about his wife. Said, leave the bitch.
Yeah.
And I told him, I said, you were such a mean asshole when we were growing up. You were a bully. You yelled. You screamed. You could have beat this up if Mom would have let you. But now you've
Melissa,
turned into
quit
a big,
breaking that lamp.
You've turned into a bug, big fucking pussy. What happened to you?
Yeah.
And that was it for him. He was gone within half an hour of that conversation, and I haven't heard from him since.
And he has not friended you on Facebook.
No, he hasn't. He's friended my cousins, our cousins, but not me. And, you know.
I maintain they could have friended him.
I mean, I could friend him the way Terry friended me, just to see what would happen.
Yeah,
you know, my sister.
Just to mock an occasional picture that goes up.
Yeah,
it's almost worth accepting her friend request again because they all deleted me, and then within 2 weeks, apparently, at least Aunt Terry was over it because she was trying to be my buddy again,
which was so weird. Which we both thought was just a spy thing to see what would happen.
Yeah, I still suspect that maybe it is, and maybe she's taking notes on whatever the fuck you post. Although you've been doing that your whole life,
but you can tell which ones join Facebook just because it's the thing to do.
Yeah.
Because they don't post shit. They don't do anything.
And when they do, it's shit.
So they must be just lurking to see what's going on out there.
They want to see... My stepmother was the same way. Like, she talked
about... It's very voyeuristic, the whole thing.
Getting a Facebook page and getting mad because family members would friend her.
Who are you talking about? Our stepmom?
Our stepmom, yeah. Like, would friend her and she would see their status updates. But her thing was that no one emailed me. No one wanted to talk to me. No one wrote to me. Why make me be your friend on there if you're not going to talk to me? Like, taking it really personally.
There's an ignore button.
Yeah, you know? But I mean, it's for you to put your own shit on there and other people to see what's going on
exactly.
in your life. But she's using it just to, like, lurk at everything her family's doing, everything her family's talking about.
Without actually having to talk to her.
Yeah, and then being able to say, oh, no one talked to me. You know?
But and I think a lot of people don't realize it. A lot of us, like the three of us, use it for our creative side.
Four of us. Come on out, Tim.
Yeah, really. We don't use it to say, well, this is what I did today. We use it to let out the shit that's on our minds, the occasional quip or whatever.
There are some people on Facebook, and maybe I'm only saying this because, like, my wife does this now.
I just want to establish, I did not mean for us to go on a Facebook tear. What has happened?
Yeah, I think I started it.
Yeah, we shouldn't. This is awful.
No, go.
People who go on there and they post what they're doing, like, it can be fine. Like, even if it's annoying, I like seeing, like, certain Yakima people. Well, I don't like seeing them, but I don't mind seeing them.
You admitted before we got here about spending hours looking at nothing.
Well, yeah. Well, you know what?
When it's like, oh, you know, my kid's sick, we watched this movie today. I don't mind that.
No?
Yeah. Thanks for keeping me updated. How's he feeling?
That's what Facebook was originally
for. Well, that's what they're looking for is how's
and
he feeling.
That's what Twitter and Facebook was for.
It doesn't all have
updates
to be
what's
jokes.
Going on. Well, I like the ones that Lacey puts out because they're so cryptic.
Yeah.
Your cousin Lacey.
Yeah.
She'll just put out one or two word things like, I wonder what the fuck that's supposed to mean.
Right. I do like that. Yeah. That's I find cool. to be interesting.
Yeah.
I mean, even though there's probably no story behind it.
What about song lyric Facebook friend? You guys have any of those? Just song lyrics?
Like they post something that appears to be meaningful until you Google it and then.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
Dave Matthews is behind it.
Or sometimes they'll quote it. Nico's one of those guys. Not all of his posts.
But just call everybody out.
Yeah.
I like the ones that are bait and switch. Keith Malley will do this. He'll say something.
I'm sorry, who?
From one of your competing shows. And you'll sit and there'll be a picture of his shit in the toilet. You know, yeah. I like that kind of stuff because you just don't know what's going to happen.
Right.
You know, that's fun.
Funniest guy in America right there.
back to your original question. No, I am not a happy person. Not like I used to be 5 years ago.
I mean, I can see the difference between you now and you 5 years ago. I get that. But it seems like, and maybe it's just our glowing presences. I mean,
yeah,
what was that reaction?
Oh, nothing. Something got caught in my throat.
But yeah, I you don't strike me as an unhappy person, but maybe we don't see the dark side. I don't know.
No, you don't see the dark side because with you guys, I can just, you know, I'm not being phony like people, you know. I'm happy to have you guys here, and I don't have people here anymore. In fact, the last time anybody was visiting in this house was when you guys were here last time. That was episode 40.
The occasional UPS guy, you order some stuff in the mail.
Oh, yeah.
You never invite him in for some brownies?
Oh, fuck no. The fact that I keep that front gate locked, you know, they have to throw it over.
Yeah. My dad has proven, and I'll say it again, that that's not an obstacle. Just climb right over.
I did want to ask you about that. How long was it when he would come over every time he had Melissa? And was it every weekend or every other weekend?
It was like every other weekend, and I think the longest he stayed was like 3 hours.
But, I mean, how long was he doing it for? Like a year?
I don't think you wouldn't let it go on a year. Because no, I wouldn't have let it go on that long. That was when I started locking the gate. And I got to, and in reference to that, when you guys did put up that episode, Lock the Gates, I had no idea what that title meant until I heard the episode. And I just.
We were hoping it would end up that way.
I busted up. That was so fucking hilarious. I'm like, oh my God. I had an episode named after me without knowing it.
See, we sneak up on you sometimes.
That was just so funny.
All right, so I have a question for you. It occurred to me to ask this on the drive here. I was talking to PJ. Again, going back to your house and how it's a 14-year-old's wet dream. Uh-huh. Do you have a will, and if so, are we in it?
No, I don't have a will. I did talk to your Aunt Lori about that. Just for practical reasons, I should do something because...
Because you're going to die of lung cancer at 55?
Fuck, cigarettes keep me alive. And I don't smoke as much as you think I do. But
they kept Patrick Swayze alive for like 2 years.
Yeah, really?
He always fell back on those cigarettes.
I knew an asthmatic who was told by her doctor to keep smoking because it kept her lungs dry.
Really?
Yeah. So, wow. I mean, I think it's all bullshit about smoking. Anyway.
If Obama can smoke, I can smoke.
If I died,
he's still smoking.
If I died tomorrow, who knows what would happen to this? I think the landlord would take over everything. So Lori was right. I need to come up with something. I'd like to make Lori the executor of everything because they... Janine is.
I'm right here. You're
hurting my feelings. Janine's a collector like I am.
Yeah.
So she can appreciate.
She definitely is. Yeah.
She would appreciate the value of what's in this house.
But see, don't you think that they're going to give too much stuff to family that like don't even really deserve it?
No, no. In fact,
Lori's too fair.
Lori would keep it from happening.
Oh yeah.
And besides, if Lori
and if she's fair, it would be unfair for Grandma to get your Coke machine or something.
Exactly.
You know?
And
that's my mom's Coke machine.
Janine,
and she will fight
her
for
balance
it.
On that anyway. Janine would keep her like in check on that. Going, no.
Yeah.
I mean, granted, Janine doesn't know us that well.
Yeah,
I think she knows us plenty well.
But she's not.
I want to point out, I was
the whole
quitting.
Family.
Right.
But she's no idiot.
I want to point out, I was kidding. I think they'd be great executors.
Oh, okay, just making sure. But no, I mean, I think there's only one thing that would be contested in this house by family members, and that's my late father's guitar.
Oh, right.
Which used to be
on display. Is it still up?
It's still on display. Yeah, it's right around the corner.
That's
there.
Obviously for me. I loved Grandpa more than anybody.
But have I told you the story?
He died when you were four.
Did I tell you the story behind the guitar?
No.
And how I got it?
I don't think so.
I've always been known for years as the conservator. I value my possessions, which, oddly enough, I learned from your father. It was one of the things positive.
Funny that he later abandoned the house and everything
in
it,
which
including
always,
home videos
which
and pictures.
Always shocked me, but I learned the value of my stuff and preserving my stuff from your dad. And remind me to tell you later the other good thing I learned from your dad. Two things in life I learned from your dad.
Okay, I'm writing it down.
Work ethic. Just remember work ethic.
Okay.
But so I mean, everybody in the family, all six of my siblings, my mother, my father, all have musical talent from one level to the other. Your dad plays bass guitar.
No, he doesn't.
But
I don't believe that for a second.
He plays a mean air bass, I'll tell you that.
He had the ability to do it. I've tried. I have no musical talent at all.
Neither do I.
I've tried.
I can
dance. I've tried hard.
I can keep rhythm enough to dance well. and I have a great appreciation for music. I have a big collection
of music. Imagine you dancing. I'm sorry. I'm hung up.
I was actually pretty good at it. I took ballroom dancing lessons when I was 17
years old. I kind of remember
that. Where? Over there?
Hanging out at the Branding Iron?
Over at the Branding Iron? You got some ballroom dancing lessons?
Cowboy phase. We can't talk about
it. That was line dancing back when that was hip in the 90s. When I was
when it was hip in the 90s.
When I was
it was hip in the 90s.
When I was
that duster hip in the 90s?
Yes, actually, yes, it was. You wouldn't believe what action that thing got me. Fucking unbelievable. Hey, it was the era.
It's Walgreens now.
Sadly enough, I was the right age at the right time. You know, who knows? You know, if I'd have been.
I think you mean wrong.
Hey, that's
said
cool.
Right
you were getting out there. You were doing the thing.
Exactly. I was doing stuff I should have done.
You get a lot of tail back
younger.
Then?
Yes, I did. It was a nice time.
And see, I don't have that either.
If it was in the 60s, he'd be going to the sock hops.
Exactly. See? Fuck you, you bitch. But where was I now? I'm fucking lost.
Oh, yeah. Sorry about that. you're talking about the story behind the guitar.
Yeah.
Didn't have any music.
So I had no musical talent. So when Dad died, you know your brother, your Uncle Russ wanted that guitar because, you know, he is somewhat of a musician, blah, 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 blah. Everybody I know wanted that guitar. Your grandmother, my mother, gave it to me because she knew I would preserve it.
Yeah, that's
because had it gone to any other, if your dad had it, it would have got abandoned in the house.
It definitely would have.
Well, I would have sold it.
Right, or you'd have sold it, or Russell would have trashed it or sold it for toilet paper. Your grandma.
I thought you said he smashed it and used it for toilet paper.
Exactly. Yeah. Sold it for toilet paper.
On the street corner with some oranges.
Yeah. So. And grandma was right. How long has he been dead now?
Yeah.
20 years?
Nobody would still have it.
And it's still hanging in the house with a picture of him holding the guitar.
That was a smart move on grandma's part.
And it's, but so I know that's
one of many.
That's the one thing that will be contested by the family if something happened to me is who gets the guitar. And I would want, and okay, sweet, we got this show. I'm putting it on public record. Lori gets control of my estate if I die.
Is this legally binding?
It could be.
Hey, it's a recording of me doing it.
Okay.
And
let me ask you the question.
Okay, wait.
Are you under
the
influence of alcohol or drugs right now?
I've had
one beer and I don't do drugs.
I think it's official.
And it is 3:45 Pacific Standard Time on 11/28. 2009.
By the time this one posts, it's going to be like February.
Yeah, but I'm telling it now.
Okay.
And Lori Allers, England, wife of Janine Benoit, gets
common law.
Control. Who cares? Fuck common law. Gets control of my estate on time of my demise.
This did not go the way I hoped.
So basically, don't try to get dibs on things with you right now.
Exactly.
We actually brought post-it notes.
But I will include a codicil that says that, being that I know that the biggest movie freaks next to me are in this room right now, Nicholas and PJ Allers, they get the DVDs.
Sweet. Nice. All right. How are we going to divide those up?
I say your turn, my turn, your turn, my turn.
Okay, I like that. That's how we used to do things.
Okay.
Yeah.
Who gets the Criterion Collections?
It depends on the movie.
Okay. Yeah. Depends on the movie.
I would really have to have a strategy with the your turn, my turn.
My
thing.
Videodrome is Criterion.
Let's try it out.
Videodrome?
Well, Criterion. I know.
Is there any nudity in that movie?
Oh, sure. It's the 80s.
There's nudity like 10 seconds into that movie. It was ridiculous.
And they want to remake that. How fucking stupid is that?
I heard David Cronenberg is remaking The Fly. David Cronenberg is doing it.
Really? Which he already remade, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, correct. Yeah.
You know when we'll know that they've gone too far with remakes? Star Wars.
Ooh,
if they ever remake Star Wars
episode 4. Oh, yeah, give it 10
4,
years, dude. When Lucas is dead?
Yeah.
Although, would he allow that to happen?
But remake
ever?
It, like, tell the same stories again? Or basically, I mean, the stories of the same people?
They'll hip it up the same way they did Star Trek, right?
My point, yeah, exactly. My point being, well, no, they've gone too far when they've announced that they're going to redo Star Wars.
Yeah.
Then it'll be like, okay, we're done.
What if, like, Brad Pitt's son Maddox plays, like, Luke Skywalker? And that's so lame.
Well, he
I'm trying
do,
to think of celebrity could, kids that would be in
well,
movies.
The celebrity kid could grow up and redo Fight Club.
Yeah.
You know, something like that.
Yeah, yeah. Rumor Willis's kid is going to be star of that.
What they need to do is make the ultimate movie, The Death of Creativity in Hollywood.
I'd see that.
I hear they're making a Monopoly movie.
No.
Yeah.
Ridley Scott is apparently attached. Yeah. Did you hear the plot to it?
Yeah.
It's so ridiculous. He falls into Monopoly land, like he hits his head or something ridiculous.
Oh, no.
I think it sounds pretty sweet, actually.
No, it doesn't.
I just heard yesterday there's a new edition of Monopoly coming out based on the Grateful Dead, the band.
Is that right? Oh, yeah. So it's like you're a deadhead and you follow.
Exactly.
So you got the hippie bus instead of the iron.
Yeah, they got the bus and all that kind of stuff, and you don't go to jail. You just have to lay low for a little bit.
I kind of love it.
Yeah, it's cool. You don't go to jail. I love it.
I have the official Star Wars Monopoly, and it's so lame to say Dagobah rather than whatever the fuck. Like,
yeah, I'd always just rather play Monopoly.
Yeah, but then Chewbacca wins the beauty contest. Isn't that ironic?
Well, Nick,
is that really your Chewbacca?
When you're playing,
go get give him a minute. Let's hear your best Chewbacca.
That was terrible. That was Chewbacca coming. He loves him as Ewoks. Yeah,
that's probably true. Yeah. An Ewok to a Wookiee probably looks like some hot little pedophilia. Tiny Asian, right?
Like pedophilia.
Yeah, hanging outside the Ewok school.
Worst segment ever.
You don't like this? I heard you have a terrible story about our little sister, Melissa. You want to get into that? No, you don't. But you're going to have to.
I'm willing to tell the story.
It's funny all the prep you gave us beforehand, before we actually turned the mics on.
I told them that I have a story.
Who are you talking to?
About. I'm telling you. Okay, fine. God, you guys don't carry weapons, do you?
Okay. No, not unless this lighter counts, buddy.
Have you ever heard people say there's no such thing as an ugly child?
Yeah.
You've heard that comment before.
Sure.
There's no such thing as an ugly child. Back when I had my coffee shop, I was a lot more open, was able to talk to people about anything.
Right. You never caught any flack for any of that? Because sometimes it seems like, I'd say one in every 20 times maybe it turns somebody off, even if they're just having a bad day.
And I would lose them as a customer, but who cared? I had 100 more to replace them, and I didn't want them back as customers because I don't like people that are overly sensitive.
Business was booming, man.
I'm being overly sensitive about telling this story. So anyway, do you remember a picture of your sister when she was a toddler with the funny curls on the top?
I think I do, yeah.
I used to keep that picture in my wallet just to settle that argument about there's no such thing as a job. And I would pop it out and show them, and they would go,
"My niece, madame.
This is my niece."
And I thought our little sister Melissa looked kind of normal when she was a toddler, no?
The picture was terrible.
If you look back at pictures.
The hair,
I know she had the elf ears.
The hair was done terrible. The ears were sticking out. There was just something about it that was just off. Your mom had dressed her up terribly.
PJ and I were awkward-looking kids,
too,
though.
I mean, this was just bad. The curls coming out looked like they were growing out of the top of her forehead, like bang curls. And they weren't going across her, over her forehead. They were pointing up from her forehead in curls.
She looked like a little alien child.
Yeah, exactly. But here's the thing. I would show the picture, and people wouldn't go, "Oh, you're mean." They'd go, "Oh."
In fact, that was your son Tim, episode 70, did the Tim situation. This wasn't scripted, although it kind of sounds like it, but there was a point where Melissa had come up, and I happened to have a picture we were recording in my room of our sister Melissa at this age, 16, 17, and Tim's exact response, the funniest thing he probably said on the show, "Oh, wow." And that was it.
I believe what happened was...
Even Tim couldn't be like, "Oh, I love her because she's family."
Yeah. And then didn't he also say, like, "Oh, I'm sorry," or something?
We may have cut that part out.
So, after telling that story, I just want to say personally to your mother, it was nice knowing you on Facebook. I'm sure I'll be unfriended ASAP.
You think she has any Melissa pride? I doubt it. She pretends to now.
Well, because she's subscribed to the rule of, "Well, that's my child. I have to love it." Rule.
Yeah, but she's not proving that with her actions
true.
At all.
Never has.
Do you ever want to bang any of your brother's wives? Be honest.
Any of my brother,
I know you found those pictures of a particular aunt.
Yeah, the first one.
My dad's first wife.
Bonnie.
Really? Was she attractive?
She was an attractive redheaded
woman. I don't believe it. I don't believe it.
In fact, it's funny. Your dad hooked
up. You have a thing for redheads, though.
Oh, yeah, I do,
automatically biased.
Name Bonnie.
Want to hear something funny your grandma said years ago? Your dad marries a crazy redhead named Bonnie. And gets divorced within, 3 months?
After her cousins almost killed him.
Right. I married a redhead named Bonnie. That ended bad. My mom used to say, if Barry ever shows up with a redhead named Bonnie, I'm just going to kick her out or something. He better not show up with a redhead named Bonnie. That's
well, her name wasn't Bonnie, but...
Yeah, but yeah, yeah, close enough. No, I do have an affinity towards redheads. In fact, my last girlfriend, which we won't go into...
Oh, why not?
Knew that about me, and but then would give me shit about being attracted to redheads, even though I told her one time... You knew that about me. You fucking dyed your hair red when you found out I liked redhead. I've had three
That's
girlfriends.
That's single
do
white
that.
Female shit right
that
there.
That sounds pretty crazy.
The thing is, I'm honest right up front with women. I'll tell them I'm an atheist. I like red hair, blah, blah, blah. And if they like me, I know they like me right away when they all of a sudden they showed up at my shop with red hair. I've got, oh, okay. They're trying to get my attention.
Right. Because if then, they did it not for you, then right. they'd know not to show
exactly.
up for a little while.
But then later on, as the relationship progresses, all of a sudden it's an issue that I like red hair. Excuse me, I fucking told you. I've had this bad habit of hooking up with women that happen to be Christian. I'll tell them straight up front, I'm an atheist. You
and they pretend
this.
To be okay with it, right? They think they can change
exactly,
you.
Exactly, because they want to change me. That's what all women want to do is change you. And I tell them, and then they
Pretty
get
broad.
Mad because I can't be convinced to believe them. And then it's over. Then they... I've had two of them say, well, it's just not right that you're not Christian. I said, it's not right that you're fucking living with me. According to your rules, you're not even supposed to be here. Bad enough you're sleeping with me, you're living with me. What about your Christianity there?
Yeah, what does the Bible say about anal
women
sex?
Women do not appreciate fucking honesty, I'll tell you. And that's my problem, is I'm honest to a fault, and it gets me in trouble constantly.
We never talked about your other girlfriends. Remember that one that had all those kids? Are we allowed to talk about old girlfriends?
My life.
Codename Jocelyn, right?
Yeah. That was me. Here's my problem when it comes to
that was so weird because we knew that wasn't you. Even as however old we must have been. How long ago? Do you mind telling?
That was back in the 90s, back in the cowboy days, the okay. cowboy phase.
Gotcha.
I had when I was a kid, which went away for a while, but was always deep in me and has returned, low self-esteem and no confidence with women. I was not the approacher.
You're not the only one, pal.
I was not the approacher type. I was the one to be approached. And I had a bad habit. I don't know if this is a need going back to way back when in my psyche. I don't know. To be loved. And when a particular woman would come along that I was attracted to, all of us, I mean, more than just sleeping with her, all of a sudden I wanted her in my life, and I would glom on and get too needy. And I did that with this one.
I fear I do that, too.
Despite the fact that she had four fucking kids, which is a big mistake. She left me in the lurch, just fucking dropped me like that. I snapped my fingers in case nobody heard it. And without ever an explanation, left me devastated for like a month. But to this day, I'm always grateful to her for doing that.
She just left you high and dry?
Yeah, because
I figured you would have been the one to left her.
Sometimes I think she did it on purpose, knowing that she was trying to fuck over the wrong person, meaning that I wasn't deserving of the bullshit she was trying to lay on me.
Yeah.
And I think...
did you live with her
mind,
and her kids?
No. In my mind, I think maybe she had a little stroke of conscience that went, you know what, I shouldn't be doing this to him. And instead of being honest about it, she just... pulled that on me and let me live with it for a while. But to this day, like I said, I'm glad she did it.
What does a Jocelyn think when she would come over for like the Allers family get-togethers?
I just remember she used to bring those awesome chocolate peanut butter Chex things.
Oh, yeah.
I don't remember that. I remember one of her kids being a real fucking asshole.
I've forgotten more about that relationship than ever. In fact, I forgot about it until you guys mentioned it just now.
We retain everything.
I've made more mistakes than not. When it comes to women through the years. Now I'm just at the point where I just don't fucking trust them. Because every single one that I've been involved with that wasn't a one-night stand has had an ulterior motive.
Women
they
and
don't
their agendas,
go
man, I know.
They've all got an agenda. I'm sorry to all of you out there, but...
We don't have any female listeners, you don't have to worry.
An agenda.
So basically, they know what they need
and they know,
for a husband, for a guy...
For
and
a
they try
wallet,
to fit you into
for a
that.
Wallet,
right? Yeah. You're their mold of clay.
Nobody's perfect right. for those people. Nobody.
No, and my ex-wife learned this, and inevitably all the other ones learned it. I'm not going to be molded. I'm honest with you at the very.
But you
start.
Said you admitted to. Never mind. That was off mic. We won't talk about that. But you do have tendency. You can see it in yourself when you start to become pussy whipped.
Yeah.
But you allow it to happen at least for a certain amount of time.
I allow it to happen. Yeah, I do. and I don't know why, and I do.
Because that's so not you. We exactly. know that. Everybody that's ever good. Met you knows that.
Because the sex is still good, brother.
Exactly.
I know. I get hung up on that, too.
When it gets old.
And all men are guilty of this. All men are guilty of this. We just get dragged around by that fucking pussy. It's funny how women...
And I'm a cuddler, too. Let's add that to the mix.
You know, God, me too. I hate that.
I can't
that.
Sleep
Isn't
alone.
It pathetic?
It is.
I feel
really
like the
pathetic.
Biggest loser ever.
You know, yeah.
Wake up with a stain on my pillow. It's terrible, guys.
But you know what? Did I ever tell you why the hand is so great?
Yes.
I don't think you need to tell us.
No, just a couple of things. The hand doesn't bitch whether it takes 5 minutes or an hour. And none of your fingers ever come up to you and go, are you my daddy?
I thought you were going to go, are you in yet? I honestly didn't.
What about, do I look fat in this glove?
Yeah, do I look fat in this glove? I forgot about that one. I knew I had a handful of jokes to go with that, and I forgot. Yeah, do I look fat in this glove? Yeah.
Now I have written down here, work ethic, my dad.
Yeah, your dad and your Uncle Russ. Two different summers when they were both living in Yakima. You know, JW is they. What's their business of trade usually when they're witnesses is janitorial service.
No
they
kidding.
Do it at night.
What is that about? What's the connection there?
So in my teen years, when I was visiting in Yakima one summer for a week with your Uncle Russ, he had this janitorial route. And I went with him one night, and it took forever. It dragged on. It was boring. He was eating candy and out of the store that they let him eat, and cake in the office that they let him eat because they had an office party, blah, blah, blah. Took all night, bored the shit out of me. Hated it.
Well, it sounds like a good time to me.
Yeah, really. A summer or two later, I'm back out visiting again. Your dad's living in Yakima. He happens to have that same route that he's doing that janitorial job now. And he had me work with him that night. I remember now, this was right before Star Wars had come out. There was a.
You're
I don't
dating
know,
yourself.
I know, but I don't know if it's still there. But there was the Yakima Drive-In Theater. There was.
I know that got torn.
Okay, well that
it lasted a lot longer than you would have expected.
Well, that was there, and there was a double feature playing that night: a Laser Blast and The End of the World.
I haven't heard of either of those movies.
These were I always
it's weird
remember
that Dad lived in Yakima in the 70s.
Laser Blast was a B science fiction movie. And I remember going, it was cool.
With a title like that, I don't believe it.
It was cool at the time, but the very...
What was it, Laser Strike?
The very future Laser World. Blast, which I happened to get on Netflix last week. They had done it on MST, on Mystery Science Theater 3000. Laser Blast.
Oh, okay.
And so it was hilarious. The last time I'd seen it had been a drive-in 30 years ago.
Yeah.
But I remember to this day that movie was good effects and all that for its time. But the following summer, Star Wars came out and changed the rules completely.
Yeah, right.
So that's how I remember it. So anyway.
Remember when Lucas was relevant?
Yeah.
A tear just came to my eye.
But your dad says, you know, if we get this job done quick, we can go make the double feature. So I'm like, okay, cool. There's a goal in mind. We whizzed through that job, that whole route that I'd done the 2 years before, in half the time, got the job done better, and was able to go see the movies.
Yeah.
And to this day, that has stuck with me, that I had learned two different ways of doing a job from my oldest brothers, and your dad's way was way better.
Yeah.
I think I'm kind of on the Russ side. Cake is free cake.
Well, yeah. Let me say this. Russ is... I feel like he's always been preparing, and this is in a nice way, to be like the hokey old man that he is now.
Oh,
because
I agree.
He's that. He's
he
a
loves
high
to embarrass his kids, like literally right. putting on the suspenders. And
yeah.
He's always been practicing for that role, and now that he is, you know, he's like a school bus driver. And, you know, he's the nicest driver, and he's stern sometimes. And, you know, he's a janitor at the high school. And, you know, he goes around and eats the cakes and bullshits with all the people.
You know who Russ is? He's Russ is Bo Bridges in any movie he's ever been in.
I like
he's it. Always reminded me of him.
He was the president during that 10.5 earthquake.
Yeah.
I would elect Russ as our president in a time of need. Except he'd make it a religious state.
Yeah, big but Jim Rooney.
You know why Russ is who he is, like with the church that he is? Because Russ has always wanted to be accepted by a group. He got in trouble.
And he's good at it. He just focused in the wrong areas.
Exactly. He got in trouble in junior high school for painting his for spray painting graffiti on the wall at the junior high in Seattle, and that was because he wanted to be part of the group. You know what the funny part behind it was? What made him stupid? You know he spray painted?
His name?
His name.
I was hoping it would end that way.
And the story I hear is that he got kicked out of school that day, you know, a day suspension, got sent home. And my mother always made a big deal out of everything, blew everything out of proportion. So mom had called my dad at work to tattle on my brother.
And I guess she can't wait 2 hours for him to get home.
Exactly.
My mom was so
I guess Russ had picked up the other phone in the room, was listening, just as he heard mom explaining what had happened to dad, and he heard my dad laughing. And my brother, I guess he hung up the phone and went,
do you think if Grandpa had lived, I'm sorry, past 1986, that our family would be better off for it? Do you think that, you
he
know,
was still kicking?
No. No,
yeah, that's like
he
a Sliders episode.
No, because because Grandma was in charge. Dad wasn't.
Oh, okay. No, I guess yeah. I've always heard
yeah.
that, yeah.
Yeah, Dad
was. So he would probably be just kind of the fat, bald guy laying down on the couch who
he'd have been like,
we all loved.
Is. He'd have been like...
Right, but who her current husband
no,
is.
No, he'd be oh, like right, Jim, right. but not controlling.
Yeah.
And it's disgusting, I should hope.
I just wish things could be like when Grandpa was still alive, Dad.
Yeah, but you think your life is hell now.
I laugh, but it feels really natural to call you Dad, Tracy.
Mike, your grandma so much wanted us to be the Brady Bunch to the point she got us matching clothes. Ask any of my of your aunts and uncles about the patch shirts, and you'll, they'll know what I'm talking about. We had gone to California 1 year.
Hold on, I'm texting Terry.
we'd gone to California 1 year to go to Disneyland, see some aunts and uncles, and there was these shirts that Grandma had got us that were like patch quilt material for every one of us. We had matching shirts like they used to do back in the day. And like
even though there were a lot of years separating all of you, basically, right? Yeah, okay. Like it was a huge span of age.
There was. I don't think one of your uncles, I don't think Russ went on that trip, but Scott did. And I'm sure he had a shirt too. I'm sure he did. But the thing is, you think you guys had it bad with the two of you wearing matching clothes?
Which we hated.
Imagine
yeah.
five of you wearing, five yeah. or six of you wearing matching clothes.
Yeah, I did the math on that one. It's
oh,
worse.
Man.
I remember in particular, my parents, I mean, they were lame, but it was a family thing apparently in 1989 when Batman came out. The shirts yeah, were made with the bat signals on all of them. Mom and Dad saying Mom and Dad, respectively. And then we had Nick and PJ going. And there's home video footage that's just awful to watch of us like at a family get-together, like extended family, too. There's probably like 60, 70 people there. And we look like the biggest jackholes just
you
walking
what?
Around.
What were they thinking?
I don't know.
I think it's because of that. To this day, I will not wear any corporate shirt or T-shirt
yeah.
that wasn't a gift.
Fuck the
that,
man.
That wasn't given to me. As yeah. a, you know, like, I wear...
Oh, I love a freebie T-shirt.
I mean, I deliver Tim's T-shirts. I mean, I'm Tim's Chips, so I have a couple a jacket that says Tim's
Do you find it ironic that you work for a company named
yeah,
Tim's?
Yeah, they're very ironic. Plus, I have a cousin named Tim. But, and I told you the story about how he got named anyway on episode 40, I think. Did I tell you that one?
Your kid?
Yeah.
I don't think so. If we're wrong, then episode 40 is good anyway.
We had each come up with a name. Bonnie had come up with Michelle Marie, which was not a bad name. Eminem, whatever. But
sure, that's
went
cute.
Back before the day. But I said, I'll come up with a name.
What if they had named it Michelle Marie and out of the womb it was White America?
I hate you, Mom.
Little freestyle in the womb.
She'd be going, God, this baby's got such rhythm. What's going to happen?
Okay, I'm sorry.
Put your hand there. Feel the beat. So I had to come up with a name, and I couldn't come up with one. So I was working at Fred Meyer at the time. So I went up to the cashiers, and I said, $5 to whoever comes up with the best name. No. And one of the girls comes up with Timothy Bryan. I went, very good, $5. I went home and took claim for it. I said, hey, I came up with a name today. I mean, I'll be honest. When she got pregnant, I did try. I did try to accept it.
Were you excited?
No, I wasn't excited, but I was accepting.
I mean, I know you wanted to wait 5 years, but once you knew it was coming, you're like, I can mold him into a little Tracy. He'll be awesome.
Do you think you would have wanted one in 5 years, or were you saying that to get married?
No, I was saying that in the fact that I had left the door open for the possibility, but I wanted to have the marriage part first.
That's what everybody says.
The relationship part.
And you guys
first.
Did that, PJ, you and Alvina.
Yeah, we were married
but
5 years.
Deep inside, I knew that I wasn't father material, and I did figure, man, my ulterior motive was.
But nobody thinks they are until they hold that baby for the first
time. That's what they tell you, and that's bullshit.
I don't know. Let's ask PJ after this.
I had that thought after that episode you guys did with Tim.
Uh-huh.
The thought that went through my mind, and I realized that this is what happened. That bonding moment that they say you have is not in me. I never had that with Tim. I've never had that with pets, with animals.
I don't get the animal thing.
I don't have that bonding gene in me to do that.
But then why are you so head over heels and allow yourself to be pussy whipped in an actual relationship then? It must come back to sex.
Yeah, it does. With all males. That's all it's about. It's available sex.
I don't like to be generalized in that way. But
that's what it comes down to.
I know.
It's available. The bonding thing never happened with me. There was no chemical, oh my God, this is my offspring and I could never, ever be apart from him again. You know?
Were you worried that you didn't feel that in the first second you looked
yes,
at him?
Yes, I was. Actually, I didn't feel it right away.
Yeah, see, I think that I kind of felt a little bit of guilt, but the first second I looked at my kid, I was thinking about how there's like 5 doctors in the room. My wife's bleeding.
So your insecurity even in this
right.
moment.
Yeah, they're cleaning a bunch of stuff off the kid. Like, you know, it was like at night over several hours I had that bonding time.
You want to hear the other weird thing too about it though is I think a lot of it had to do with the fact that, yeah, my father was a good father, but he wasn't a quote-unquote male influence on me. And my older brothers were off in their own world. And they weren't typical males.
We moved the mic up a little.
Sorry about that. That's all right. I think had Tim been a girl, it may have been a totally different thing. I think I would have related better to a daughter than a son.
And why is that? I'm sorry.
I think because I didn't have that male role model.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
But I had the mother and the sisters that I related to more. So I think had Tim been Michelle
Tim
Marie
would have been so hot as a girl, by the way.
I feel, I guess, the same way. Like, I'm really glad that I have a girl, but I think it's more like it's okay for my kid to be totally different from me. You know what I mean? Like, I'll never worry about, like, if I have a son, like, oh my God, my son's going to be the type of guy that
cares
you
about
know,
sports.
I didn't like in school, that kind of thing.
And you didn't
like, my daughter, I don't understand women at all.
Right.
So once she reaches a certain age, like, I'll just be.
You'll pass her off to the wife.
I'll be that, like, if I happen to be rich, I'll be like those dads on the MTV reality shows. It's like, you know, whatever you want to do. Like, you know, they talk this way to their 16-year-old daughters. They get yelled at by them.
So when it comes to the period talk, you're going to make sure to be in a matinee.
Yeah.
And you didn't have to start out with the very first decision of, so do we cut him or not? Do you know, did I ever tell you, do you know why we didn't get cut, my brothers and myself?
I can tell you that this is grossing me out.
Well, we can't talk about a little uncircumcision?
No.
We're all uncircumcised.
I always heard
throwing
that,
it out there.
At least with our parents, like it just cost money.
Exactly.
And it wasn't.
It was $25 extra, so we didn't get cut.
It's only sanitary.
How do you feel about that? Are you bitter about that? Sex is more pleasurable, according to Cosmo for Guys.
Yeah, but I mean, we could get really gross if you want. Okay, here's the deal. To all of you people out there that have sons. If you don't cut them, also do not be sexually repressed to the point where you don't teach your son how to clean himself.
Yeah.
We always got the pull back the skin on your boo-boo.
I didn't.
You didn't?
I didn't. You know how I was. I'm going to be on.
The first time you came, was it just dick cheese? Is that what you're trying to tell
Pretty much.
Dude, that's awful.
I'm not shitting you. I was raised so sexually repressed as a kid. I was in my fucking...
Meanwhile, they had 7 kids. They had
exactly.
7 kids. They were fuck machines.
If my mother had been a prude, I can imagine how many... Hadn't been a prude, I can imagine how many siblings I'd had. If we'd had our own show, Duggars, like the Duggars, you know? 24 and counting. My
a lot
dad
less
going,
happy, I think.
My dad going, oh, God, no, not more. Are we on pause?
No, I'm just grabbing a beer.
Okay, so...
Can you give me one?
Point is, I was in my 20s before I ever pulled it all the way back.
Because
I didn't fucking know I
God,
could.
God, that had to stink.
Did it stink? It stunk. I was like, what the fuck? I mean, well, now I know where the word
oral had to have been terrible
from.
For Bonnie.
And yes,
no wonder you guys got a divorce.
God.
I can imagine.
And besides, I'm sorry,
oral only happened once. No. I did keep myself clean, but I was never taught. I never knew.
But don't you figure that out on your own?
No, I did not know that I could pull the skin that far back.
You never explored with your foreskin?
No.
I did, big time.
No. This goes back to the sexual repression. You got to realize I was raised a strict Jehovah's Witness, even though I never got baptized.
I didn't realize it.
Yeah, but I was raised as a strict Jehovah's Witness by a sexual prude. I mean, she thought it was disgusting if children slept naked.
It's pretty disgusting.
She would slap the hands of babies as they were getting their diapers changed for touching themselves.
Yeah, I could see Grandma getting uncomfortable by that. You never saw Grandma naked?
I think
I walked in on her
when
in her
I was when I was
once.
Born.
Bra and underwear?
Yeah.
Oh, she's always been a grandma to us. Yeah. That's not cool. I'm sorry. Did you answer yes or no?
I said, when I was born, I'm sure she was half naked.
Only because she had to be.
Yeah, only because she had to be. My mother never even wore plunging necklines. We never saw cleavage.
Can we thank God for that?
I think when she started dating Jim, she
probably was. Probably, but when gross. We were kids, she didn't. I mean, I remember the first time I saw cleavage on one of our family friends or whatever. I'm like, wow, Mom doesn't dress like that.
Let me ask you this. I don't know why it's related, but did Grandpa ever have a porn collection that you were aware of?
Not that I was aware of. Your dad did.
Oh, we know. We found it.
Yeah,
I bet you would have preserved those, too.
Oh, heck
yeah. Those would have been some nice 50s ooh-ah-ahs.
Sure, man.
Definitely.
Boudoir.
No, I did find some in an uncle's house in North Dakota.
At an uncle's house?
Just as puberty was kicking in, too.
Oh, it's the best time for that, man.
I had to go to the bathroom so much that summer.
It's amazing that that happens to every single person at the exact right age. Like, don't worry out there,
kids. It's only
because
you got your radar on at that point. You're looking for
like
it, probably.
Like 13 and sex hungry and you think it's not going to happen, you're going to find a shitload of porn somewhere.
I think with males, puberty kicks in a gene that makes you go sneaking around hunting for stuff, too.
Even if you're not allowing yourself to be aware of what you're looking
right,
for.
Right, but you just know you have to be on the hunt for something.
And then sometimes jackpot.
Yeah, it's like, oh my God.
No Sears catalog for me tonight, thanks.
We lived in that big, ridiculous house, and you lived in there for a long time, too. Not the same time. There's so many rooms and so many little places. And like when we were growing up, a room that literally nobody ever went into.
There were 8 bedrooms, technically, by the time we lived there anyway.
So it was interesting to go into like that room with no windows. We called it the Coke room. It's where the whole Coke collection was.
And it's where I did all my Coke.
And just like look around everywhere. Yeah. Like, you know, there's lots of hidden spaces. And, you know, Dad was always changing his hiding spaces for porn and what. Then you go down in that basement and forget about it. You open up boxes.
Yeah, but that was all vintage shit porn that I wasn't as into.
Well, I'm not talking about just porn, just like everything.
But your dad had a porn thing and your grandma hated it. Hated it. Thought it was such a big deal. Your grandma was so...
She found it when she was cleaning or something?
Oh, I'm sure she did because he had it stashed all over his room. And she told me later when she found porn on me that she didn't want to go through what she had gone through with your dad.
Yeah,
she castrated you and that was
it. Had an issue with sex, you know? Always has. But
was it an issue, or was it more than a healthy looking at porn?
No, it wasn't. But Grandma saw it as unhealthy,
right? And that's what probably made his.
What other issues did he have? Wasn't he the guy that would bring home girlfriends at 17 and just fucking make out in front of all of his siblings?
Yeah. Your dad was.
Yeah, he did that with his.
Your dad
wife.
Was trying to be a normal teenager, and Mom was trying to squash it. Is what it was. Mom had
But that's another thing that's pretty common in the 60s. Like, there's lots of stories of people like that. They don't necessarily
end
up
all fucked
up.
Yeah, because it was very repressed back then. And it was just the time.
I don't know. Don Draper seems to get laid a lot.
It was the time we were born in. You know, it was just bad timing, you know. Bad enough being raised in being a young mother in the 60s, 50s and 60s, but then becoming a Jehovah's Witness. Ooh. It's just a double dose of repression, you know. And I've always tried to explain to people, to women especially, sex is a toy, not a tool.
Yeah.
It should be something fun to play with, not something you use to get what you want or get something fixed.
Oh, but they so often do.
They do. I know, and I hate it.
Women.
Can't live with them, can't shoot them.
Like it. Classic, but I love it.
I think my wife looks fat in a glove.
Oh. I love you, Albina.